This is HDN.
Oh, I love trash.
Wednesday, September 24th, Jamie and Lisa in the Beaver Bank Bunker.
And let's talk some trash, shall we?
Okay. It is. It's trash day today.
Oh, yes. In the GBA, the yes. Greater Beaver Bank area. But the city is looking at some sweeping changes to what kind and how we put out our trash.
Again?
Yeah.
When we get used to something.
Oh, I know.
They change it up. I mean, just when we got used to the recycling things, then they said, yeah, but now you have to separate the plastic and the paper.
Mm.
And then they threw the composting thing in there. And then they're changing it every few months because they want compost on a daily basis or a weekly basis. And what do they want from us now?
Okay, well, first, box board. It would move from green bins to paper recycling. Now, this is just the changes that they're looking at. This isn't law yet.
So finally, you'll be right. Because yes. I keep going through those damn recycling bags and pulling out all the box board that you put in with the paper and then throwing it into the compost bin. It's a pain in the arse. It's a two-stage process. You do it wrong, and then I fix it.
Perfect. And that's the way it should be.
So now, no, this is not going to be good because now you're going to be doing it right, and then I'm going to change it and screw it all up.
Well, I guess the problem is that basically they're just getting too much box board in the green bins. They just can't keep up with it all, and it's not breaking down as fast as they would like. So let's move that to paper recycling.
That's what they did with newspapers, too. Because if you remember, originally they said, just wrap your compost in newspaper and then put that into the compost bin. But then everybody thought, oh, okay, newspapers in the compost, and you were dumping all the papers in there.
Yeah.
And that's when they said, no. Okay, papers, put that aside in its own little plastic bag, please.
And you can still wrap your compost in a single sheet of newspaper.
I'm sure you can still put some box board in there as well. It's just that people were kind of, as soon as you open up those floodgates, people go crazy.
And tell you what, folks, don't wrap that apple core in the New York Times Sunday edition, okay? That's not meant to work that way. So, yes, box board from green bins to paper recycling and paper bags to be used for leaf and yard waste instead of plastic.
This is just a test.
That's right. This is just the first reading of it, so
This is not an emergency. In the case of real changes to the composting system, you will hear boop
at the sound of the shithawk squawking. The other thing that's being looked at as well, reducing the number of garbage bags allowed for curbside pickup. You would be reduced to, I do believe it is 4.
I thought we were down to 2 already.
No, 6 is the...
Rarely do we put more than 2 bags out there.
Exactly.
If you're composting and recycling correctly, then you should not have to put out more than 2 bags of garbage.
An average family of 4. Yeah. The other thing too, clear bags would be mandatory underneath this new bylaw. So no more black or green. It would have to be clear bags.
Okay, how do you feel about that?
Well,
that's disgusting. Not only from the point of view of not wanting all of my stuff out there in plain view for people to see, but I don't necessarily want to be driving down the street and seeing everybody's disgusting garbage there on the sidewalk.
That said, they also recommend that you would be allowed 1 standard size solid colored garbage bag, like a black bag, for privacy purposes. So for your bathroom waste type of thing. I guess they do this in other jurisdictions. Other cities have the clear garbage bag rules, and actually that ends up reducing waste by almost 25%.
Now that actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Because when I said you shouldn't really need more than 1 or maybe 2 bags per week anyway, if you're allowed that 1 bag, then that's all you really need if you're composting and recycling properly.
If you're doing it properly,
If you're doing it improperly, then you should have a clear bag so that the entire world will see what a slobby, pig, selfish bastard you are.
Well, or the garbage guys will come around with the big orange sticker and slap it on the bag.
Mm.
That'll be the next thing. But anyway, as I said, it's all up for discussion right now. They say that...
go back to your old composting ways until we next speak on this subject.
Until further notice. But I guess about 80% of homes in the HRM already use 4 bags of garbage or less per week anyway.
Oh, yeah. I'd be hard-pressed to fill up more than that. And we put our cat litter in there. It took me a long time to figure out where to put cat litter. Because it seems to me you can't get anything more compostable than dog and cat waste.
Right.
However, you have to throw that into the
trash.
Your regular garbage bags.
Yeah.
And I guess it's because the temperature of the compost does not get high enough to break down bacteria that's in animal waste.
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
Rich Horner, news director at NewCap Radio,
he
actually checked that for me because we were... You know, I thought that's the silliest thing in the world, really. If we're putting out this big compost bin every week or every 2 weeks, why are we wrapping our cat poop up in plastic bags and putting it separately?
I know.
That's the silliest thing I'd ever heard. But that's the reason. It's just not quite hygienic enough. But my God, having said that, how many people put things that are not that hygienic into their compost bins anyway?
Oh, exactly.
But it's one of those things where you open up the floodgates. As soon as you say that, then you'll have these big factories with cat poop just dumping them all into the compost.
Yeah, exactly. Can't trust anybody.
Yeah. Give them an inch. Hey, yesterday we had a contest for tickets to see Jeremy Webb in Under Milkwood.
Yes.
We wanted you to share yesterday's podcast. Everybody that did went into a draw for tickets. We're recording this podcast yesterday. Okay, we're messing with your time-space continuum here. So what we'll do is we will be in touch with the winner today, and we will announce the winner's name on the podcast tomorrow.
Okay.
But that person will have already won and will already be using the tickets, hopefully.
Maybe they saw the show Monday.
Maybe they're watching it right now.
Ooh, now you're messing with my mind.
Maybe we're watching it right now.
So have you ever heard of the Toy Hall of Fame?
Yes. Yes, I remember they were wanting people to vote online as to which toy to put in there. They had Silly Putty and I think it was Tinker Toys that was in the year I remember.
Yeah, well, they are doing it again.
Okay.
November the 6th, I do believe, is the actual induction ceremony. And you're right with the Silly Putty. Silly Putty was a past winner. I think Etch-A-Sketch was another one that has been inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame.
Now, do they have the finalists here that we vote on?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, what are they? Let's go for it.
Okay. American Dolls, Bubbles.
Bubble. American Dolls.
Yeah.
Like the American girl.
Exactly. Yeah. They haven't been
the
around
ones that
long
came
enough.
Out like last year. Hall of Fame. Mm. Hey, let's see those American girls when they're 50. You got to hold up over the years, American girls.
Bubbles.
Best Trailer Park Boys character. Without a doubt. What do you mean, Bubbles?
Bubbles, like the little, the little plastic bottle of the bubble.
Oh, for Christ's sake. No, that's the Toy Hall of Fame. That's dish soap.
Yeah, but
it's not a toy. You know how many different companies have marketed that? That's like Bubbles.
Well, it's the same thing. Another one that was on the list years ago was Little Green Army Men. How many different people have manufactured
Little Green Army Men are made to be Little Green Army Men, and they were sold at the back of comic books, and little kids love them. Bubbles are made to wash dishes. And they also have this bonus feature, which means if you put a little ring in them, you can blow and make bubbles.
Yeah, well, that makes it a toy once you put that ring in it.
Or what's next? A button on a string? Because you can turn that into a fun little game, too.
No, but pots and pans are on the list.
No, pots and pans.
I swear
unless
God,
they're
it's
toy
on the list.
Well, no. Okay, pots and pans and bubbles, you're not going to win this year. Sorry to disappoint you, but don't even bother showing up for the ceremony.
Okay.
Don't rent that tux.
The Rubik's Cube.
Okay, without a doubt, yes.
Okay.
That was a phenomenon, that thing.
The paper airplane. Simple?
No! That's not a toy. That's just something you make.
So why does it not constitute a toy?
Because, okay, there's a big difference between, say, marbles, which are made to be a toy, and made for the express purpose of being a toy. And going out in the backyard and grabbing a handful of rocks and playing the exact same game. The rocks are not a toy. You're using it as a toy, but the marbles are manufactured to be a toy.
Okay, so no paper airplane. Here's Little Green Army Men.
Yeah.
They're on the list this year.
Well, what else are Little Green Army Men manufactured to be other than a toy?
No, you're right.
That's my point. It's got to be something that's made to be a toy.
My Little Pony.
I don't think so, because I ride those things all the time. That's not a toy. I take my Little Pony very seriously. No, that was big. I could see that being a
Yeah, name. And it certainly has lasting power. I mean, it was popular, I remember, back in the 80s, and it's still popular today. So, I mean, it definitely has staying power.
You know what I think should be in there if it's not already? Gumby and Pokey. Talk about staying power. You'd buy those things like back in the 60s and they'd show up 50 years later.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh my God, it's still in good shape, you know? And how many people have chewed off an arm just to see that there's that wire underneath there that makes them flexible and bendy? And
You have you?
Oh, chewed off quite a few arms in my time. But I digress. It's probably in the Hall of Fame already, Gumby and Pokey.
Or had been nominated. It's just not nominated this year.
Okay.
Operation.
Yes.
Yes.
I
wanted and had it as a kid, and it was a game that Brahman wanted and had as a kid.
Yep. Neat thing about that, that's very much like Mousetrap.
Right.
In that, yeah, I think you actually play the proper game once. Mm-hmm. And then from that point on, it's just fun with making his nose light up and beeping.
Exactly.
Same with Mousetrap. You play the game once, and then from that point on, you just set it up and watch the thing go.
Go, yeah. Now we come to your the aforementioned pots and pans.
Yeah. Yeah, those are made to cook with. If kids are using pots and pans as toys, then that's very inventive of the kids. Parents could go out and purchase a toy of some kind so that they're not relying on pots and pans. Either
sometimes,
way, it ain't a toy.
Sometimes that entertains kids. I mean, I think you could put cardboard boxes list.
Well, then put the cardboard box that any toy comes in, yeah. Because most kids are more fascinated with that. How many forts have been made with refrigerator boxes?
So you would put cardboard box / refrigerator box on the list, but
no, I guess I have to
paper airplane.
I have to stick to my own rules.
Yeah,
no cardboard box then. Fine.
Hess Toy Trucks. I'm not sure. That's obviously a brand name. Is that like Tonka?
I've never heard of them, so Hess, they should not be on the list.
Okay. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No.
They haven't been around long
enough.
And
it wasn't a toy. I mean, it was a comic book, and then it was a TV show, and then it was a movie, and then you got the action figures with them, but it didn't start off as a toy.
It didn't?
No, it started off as a underground comic book.
Oh, okay.
And then it became a TV show, and then it became the action figure, so... No. That's like saying Star Wars action figures should be in there.
Hmm.
They probably are, actually.
The slip and slide.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not just made exclusively to be a sex toy. Although.
It just, now that you've mentioned it.
See, that's one of those things that's made to be a toy.
Yeah.
And if somebody can find other uses for it, then that's fine. That works. That should be on the list. I agree with that.
The final nominee this year for the Toy Hall of Fame. Fisher-Price Little People.
Without a doubt.
Yes.
How many parents have wrecked their feet stepping on those things in the middle of the night?
Who hasn't had Fisher-Price Little People? Do you remember when they were made of wood?
Always.
Mm.
But you still, except their hair. Their hair was plastic. How many people as kids tried to take their hair off? I succeeded one time.
Oh, did you?
You have to use fire and tools.
Fire and tools.
You do. You have to melt the things off and pull them. Like those are welded right onto the little wooden bodies there. Like, there's no way the plastic goes deep into the actual thing.
Okay.
They were made very well. You could not pull the hair off of them very easily.
Well, now they're completely made of plastic, and I think it's all one piece. You can't remove anything.
That's a drag.
That is a drag.
Yeah, it's got to be something for ingenious kids to try to remove on them. But Fisher-Price anything should be in that Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Fisher-Price, they should get a Lifetime Achievement Award, and it should be our lifetime. How deep is that? I mean, who grew up without any Fisher-Price toys in their house?
No, we had the Fisher-Price telephone.
Yeah, telephone was cool. What was that little, was it the lawnmower? It was a little bubble, like you'd push it and...
Little popcorn thing.
And little beads would pop up inside those, yeah. Fisher-Price gas station.
The farmhouse.
Farmhouse with all the different animals, yeah. Do you remember the gas station had that little ramp on it and you could move the car in around the side? Or was that a parking garage or something?
I think it was all one, yeah. Parking garage, there was a gas pump out front, and yeah.
That was back in the day. That was a full-service Fisher-Price toy. Now you have to buy them separately, very much like life. Oh, no, sir, if you want the gas station, you're going to have to pay more, and that's in the different section over there. Jeez, simpler time. You can just buy a Fisher-Price City. No extra purchase necessary.
So if you're interested in voting, the nominations are open right now. Just Google Toy Hall of Fame 2014 and place your vote. And November the 6th is when they are going to be inducting the toys of the year.
How many are they inducting?
Usually they do 3 or 4.
What other toy did you have that you loved so much?
Oh, boy.
Trouble was good.
Trouble was a good game.
I think, the first board game I ever really played as a kid. I really enjoyed Pop-O-Matic Dice.
Yeah. You mentioned Mousetrap. That was a big one for me, too.
Did you play the game, or did you just watch
it? No, like you, I think I played it, you know, full on, just the complete board game, maybe once. Yeah. And then the rest of the time was setting it up and seeing how it, you know, how you could modify it and still make things knock down. And
You know, the hardest game in the world to play was the original Game of Life. What a pain in the arse that was. Okay, now put another little spouse in your car and move back 10 spots and take a card. And then here's your money.
Yeah.
And you have to use that to pay taxes. And oh, there's a child on the way. So you got like, holy shit. That was an insane game.
And it was just chock-a-block with little teeny, teeny, tiny pieces that would get sucked up into the vacuum.
Yeah.
Better Business Bureau is warning Canadians about a recent surge in complaints regarding what's called couch commerce. That's team buy, deal find, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I guess a lot of merchants are refusing to honor the coupons. And when customers demand an explanation, the businesses say that, well, the group owes them money. It's kind of interesting. I mean, certainly we've had stung.
One. Yeah, we had one, but we were refunded by... I don't know which of those organizations it was. I think what they do is they promise the world to these businesses. And the businesses think, oh, my, let's open up the doors and the entire city is going to come flooding through these doors and our sales are going to go up and everything's going to be great.
Yeah.
And all it is this row of people all wanting free stuff. I got a coupon. Can I have a free thing, please? Can I have a free thing? And they are looking at their restaurant or their, you know, whatever it is, just giving away all of this stuff for free. And after a while, they say, that's it. And they say, we don't want any more of it.
In the beginning, it certainly was a really cool concept.
It's neat. But if everybody has them, something I found, if you get a coupon, use it right away.
Yes. Don't wait. Sit on it.
If you sit on it for a while, then the shine wears off of them very quickly. And whatever establishment it is that you're going to, they look down upon you and they make you wait and they, you know.
And yeah. If it's a service, a lot of times they're completely swamped and they can't fit you in.
That's right. We had a gutter cleaning service or something like that just kind of said, no, we're not doing it.
We can't do it. We just can't book you
Every time we called to make an appointment, they said no.
Yeah.
And after a while, we had to get a refund on it. So if you do get something like that, that's our little bit of advice. If you're going to learn something today at all, learn it from us, the Halifax Daily News. And the lesson of the day is...
Do not wait. Do not hesitate.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Got to be Monopoly on that list.
Oh, I think what the Toy Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's got to be in there already.
I think that's already back.
You know another thing? Barrel of Monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
The reason I like Barrel of Monkeys
is
because
Barrel of Monkeys.
I don't think anybody ever buys them. I think they either find their way into stockings at Christmas or my theory is that they breed in the couch. Because whenever you look down the seats of a couch, you'll pull out a bunch of these monkeys and you go, "Who bought this?" And everybody will look around going, not me.
Wasn't me.
Never had them. Like, that's where they
never
breed.
Bought them.
They breed in couches. Alrighty, I'm going to go play with my toys now then.
Okay.
Lisa, you're going to work?
I'm going to go to work.
She's the breadwinner in the family. And we'll be back again on Thursday.
Until then.